Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Speaking of that, Steve, tell us what's going on. I know that we're just seeing the glory of God manifest. Tell us what's happening.
I was just at work recently, and work at the airport, and there was a gentleman that came up to my counter, and I didn't even realize it at first, but we just started talking. I noticed that there was a strap over his shoulder, and as we were talking, I kind of looked over.
Where do you work at?
I work at the airport.
Oh, wow, an airport.
Yeah,
okay.
Lots of people, always. Many encounters.
And this guy's walking in with a strap over his shoulder.
Right, and I was just making eye contact, really wasn't paying attention, but during the conversation, like I said, I looked down, and I noticed that his arm was in a sling.
So during
the conversation, I said, oh, my goodness. I said, what did you do to your arm?
Right.
And he said, I did it playing football. I said, well, what specifically happened? He said, I tore my rotator cuff.
Wow. And I was like, those are major things. Cause I know
that's major.
Yeah, Pat, you know, God healed him from he couldn't even click a mouse.
Yeah. <that's> And I didn't know exactly what that was, but I was like, that just sounds painful. And
it is.
Anytime you tear anything in your body, and I'm like, ooh, that's not good. Wow. And it's like immediately God just reminded me, it's like, that's exactly what God healed in my roommate's shoulder.
He had
dislocated his shoulder, and God healed his shoulder completely.
What happened in the context of that?
Well, he had was playing basketball, went to catch a ball, and dislocated his shoulder, and his shoulder was down where his tricep was, completely dislocated.
Ooh.
And when he came home, I heard about it. 3 days later, I saw him. God just told me to pray for him, began praying for him, and God just healed it, and he was able to move
goodness.
It, took his arm out of the sling,
but
our God heals.
Amen.
Okay.
So my roommate, Rudy, he was concerned that the doctors would say that he had to have corrective surgery because he had previously dislocated his shoulder before.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Lord, I just believe you right now that you would strengthen Rudy's shoulder, that he would not need corrective surgery, and that the doctors would look at his charts and not be able to find any sign of a previous dislocated shoulder.
Hmm.
3 days later, I saw Rudy, and he's like, dude, I just got back from the doctors. And he was so excited. I said, what did they say? And he says, exactly what you prayed for. They said they could not find any sign of a previous dislocated shoulder.
Oh,
and
so
I was like, that's
awesome.
God!
What is that?
The glory of God!
Woo! Awesome.
And he was just like, as soon as he said
this
that.
This is the God that we serve.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's
goodness.
Like, I couldn't just wait to come home and tell you this. So this whole thing, I'm telling Brian at the airport.
No, that's the guy's name that had the sling?
Yes.
Okay.
Who tore his rotator cuff.
I'm telling him
that God just healed my roommate's shoulder a week ago.
Wow.
And then I was telling him that there was a guy I had just met at the same airport, at the same counter, who had just rolled his ankle, could barely walk, limping.
Yeah.
Prayed for him, and God touched him and healed his ankle immediately.
And started jumping all around.
Yes, and he even thought
you touched his leg.
Yeah.
Like, that was
like,
God!
What'd you do? And I'm like, it's the glory of God!
Yeah. And he jumped around, jumped on it.
He was jumping up around.
Do something you couldn't do. Yeah. Do something you couldn't do.
He was running up and down the stairs, and I'm like, it's God!
Yeah.
So I'm telling Brian this, and I said, Brian, I said, can I pray for you, man? He's like, yeah, man, I can always use prayer. So I was like, all right.
So this is Brian at the airport with
a torn rotator cuff. So he moves his arm real gently, and so I just start praying for him, and I just speak.
So he's being real careful with it.
He's being real delicate and praying, just gently lay my hands on his shoulders, and I just speak over his tendons and ligaments, and I just say, whatever was torn, God, I ask that you would just bring it back, just a creative miracle, that you would do a mighty work. And I was like, all right, well, just move in faith, man. Do what you couldn't do. And he does the same thing, just starts moving his shoulder. And just starts moving his shoulder, and he looks at me. He's like, "Dude," I go, "Is God moving? Is God moving?" And then I could see him starting to move it real, real delicately, like real ginger. Like, is it going to hurt? And I said, "Where does it hurt, man? Where does it hurt?" So he points, and I said, "What does it feel like?" He's like, "It's kind of like just like a shooting pain." I was like, "Well, I just come against the shooting pain that there'd be no pain from your shoulder to your elbow to your fingertips." And I was like, "All right, move it around." And he's just wide eyed. He looks at me. He's like, "Oh my goodness!" And I was like, "Move her on." So he starts moving his arm like a windmill.
Oh, a windmill! Oh, rotator cuff.
Down to up.
Oh my goodness!
And then I was like, "Brian, I'm like, could you do that before?" He's like, "No." I was like, "Do what you couldn't do before." So he moves it gently, and I was like, "All right, is it healed?" And he moves his hand straight up.
Oh my goodness.
Just days after tearing a rotator cuff.
The glory of God.
It's God.
Woo! I'm telling, this is the God that we serve. Amen. And he's like, if you have a torn rotator cuff out there right now, you know that you don't spin your arm around like a windmill. Mm. But if you're healed, that you do. And I just speak it right now in Jesus' name. I speak healing over your rotator cuffs and even joints out there. Maybe you have a knee. Maybe you have an elbow. Maybe you have a shoulder. Maybe you have a vertebrae. I just speak it now. Claim it. Just claim your healing right now. This is the God that we serve. Mm. Listen, he loves you and he's got a plan for your life. This sickness is not from him.
Amen.
He loves you and wants to heal you. Just like he healed Brian. Just like he healed Rudy. Just like he healed Jalen. Our God heals in Jesus' name. Isn't that cool? That's just Amen. Awesome. The glory of God, the manifestation. That's what happens when God heals you. Let us know. Go to VFNTV.com and contact us. You can contact us there. But understand this. That's the manifestation of the presence and the glory of God. That's God just loving on you. And guess what? You can move into his glory, and his glory can move into you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. What does that mean? That you can make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Yeah, you just experienced him on the outside and he touched your body and put it back into its place again, but he wants to be the Lord of your life. The same awesomeness that just healed your body wants to move into your heart. You can make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Say, Lord, I want to walk with you all the time. I want this glory inside of me. Christ, Jesus, I love you. Forgive me. I want you to be my Savior. If you've done that, let us know. Go to VFNTV.com and contact us. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right, the VFM radio program. Just you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us. VFN Radio taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.